Welcome to Tech Talk, y'all.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Tech Talk, y'all. Episode 300 from season 12.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Sanjay Park.
Yeah. I'm Adam Walker.
I just got so excited about the season 12 part. And this episode 300, yeah. I was just like, that's it. That's all you need to know.
I feel like you forgot the intro for a minute. Did he forget his name? Is that what happened?
I was taking on the gravity of the moment.
The gravitas of the moment. I got it. Yeah.
Of episode 300 and season 12 seasons.
Yeah, man. I mean, arbitrary like, 12 seasons, like arbitrarily well, numbered, but 12 seasons.
That's true.
300 episodes is the bigger deal by far.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. And you know, most TV shows, really, when they make it into the money is on episode 100, because then they can go into syndication and make a lot of money doing that. We're three times that. So
yeah, I mean, we should be making bukus of bucks here.
In it.
I mean, we're not, but we should be. So
part of the plan has kind of fallen apart.
All right, so 300 episodes. I got to ask first. Like, do you have like a favorite moment or like a favorite thing or anything else that we've done across 300 episodes? Anything stick out?
I think the funny phrases that we come up with, aggressively disassemble, which was just recent.
Yeah, that was last episode.
I think I love those times. Like Jimmy the AI from a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, there are phrases throughout that have kind of stuck in my mind. And we've been talking about doing something with some of these phrases. So stay tuned, listeners.
We
might do something with that. But what about you, Adam? What have you loved over the 300?
I think my favorite bits are the random domain names that we come up with. like almost every episode for no reason that are terrible domain names. And all these weird business ideas that just come on the fly. And then also, you know, like a shout out to our old producer, Shannon, that really kind of got us off the ground. I miss working with her. She did such a great job. So,
same here. I think this would continue to be a disaster if she hadn't jumped in.
Yeah, for sure.
And helped us out. So,
yeah. I mean, she created the weird and wacky, you know, intro in the Tech Rec intro that we still use today. I mean, she built those.
100%.
It was so good.
Love it.
All right. Well, in this episode, we have a lot of like, just kind of random articles. Like I don't even know if there's a good way to group them up. So we haven't even quite bothered. But we do have weird and wacky, of course. We have some tech recs. I've got a really interesting one that I really enjoyed using. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you, our listeners. But in the meantime, man, let's roll with it. So you ready?
Let's do this.
Yeah, you first, man. What you got?
Apple lends support to California State right to repair bill. So kind of a big deal because they were resistant to the right to repair stuff.
It's a very non-Apple thing for a long time. And now they're like, nah, we're in. Let's do this.
Yeah, because they were like, you know what? We're going to sell you this phone and it's going to be welded to shut.
Yeah.
And there's no way to open it.
Yeah.
And you must talk to our geniuses to be able to do anything with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they really geniuses?
I think they're smarter than the average bear, you know, probably. So... I don't know if that makes you genius or not, but
you
like,
call them Yogi, all of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like Yogi Plus if you're gonna go with the whole like
Yogi Plus thing.
Yeah, it's Yogi Plus. So
they really should get that cartoon on.
It'd be great. Speaking of Apple, why some people are buying MacBook Pros with broken displays? So this, like, I never really thought about this, but like a MacBook Pro, like a MacBook laptop with a broken display, is still a fully functioning solid computer. So you just plug it into a monitor and you're good to go. And basically this article sort of points out that laptops are sort of terrible ergonomically anyway, because if it's sitting on your desk and you know the keyboard's at a comfortable height, you're looking down at it. But if it's up where you're not looking down at it, the keyboard's at a so you kind of can't use a laptop as a laptop full time anyway. I mean, I don't. I've got mine on a stand. I've got a separate keyboard. So it kind of makes sense. Like, hey, look, if you're not really going to use it mobily very much, which most people don't, just go buy a broken display and save some money and get a good computer out of it,
it's an interesting idea. And it kind of lends itself to the idea that last time we talked about, I think, with the broken solar panels to prevent them from getting stolen. It's like, oh, broken stuff might be actually good.
It could work. Yeah. Why not? You know? So there you go.
In more Apple news, I guess, kind of, Magic Leap AR headset that set the stage for Apple Vision Pro will cease to function.
I mean, have I not said this for a long time though? Like I've said Magic Leap is doomed forever. And
yeah,
they didn't hit the market early enough. Like they had, they had an early lead and they could have gone to market with something usable and they didn't. And they tried, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know. And now they're going to get blown out of the water and their original headsets are going to cease to function. And I think those original headsets were like $2,000+.
Yeah.
And it's just not, it's not a good look for them. It's not going to work.
You know, I've fallen into the trap of buying bleeding edge technology products before that are not inexpensive, only to have those companies be like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
And I've been really irritated by that. And so I've tried to avoid that, but it's so hard because it's like, oh, that's super cool. And I want to play with that. Like the one that stands out to me is the, and I think I did a tech rec for this once, the L16 camera. So it's
You did.
Camera. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Has 16 lenses. You take one picture. It's like a huge photo, but you can do different levels of zoom after you've taken the picture and you can focus on different objects after you've taken the picture.
Right.
It was super, super cool. Yeah, they were like, yeah, we're not going to make that anymore. And we're just going to do vision systems for autonomous vehicles and things like that.
I'm just going to brick it in your...
Okay, so. Thanks a lot.
Speaking of being out of luck, why streaming services are pushing subscribers to ad tiers, because it's the 1990s when you get to watch ads again. I mean, this is crazy.
Causing me tears to be pushed into an ad tier.
Yeah, I mean, it talks about Disney Plus raising their rates by like 30%, which only ends up being like $3, but raising their rates by like 30%. In order to push more subscribers to the ad-supported tier, because obviously the ad-supported tier makes them more money because they're selling the ads, and which so it makes, it's a total smart play from a business perspective. But I'll tell you what, man, I will be more selective about the subscriptions that I have, and I will pay more dollars for the per subscription in order not to see commercials all day long. That's how it's going to go.
So, interesting little side note, and I don't have an article for this, but because I just got an email on it. Hulu just announced, sent out an email to subscribers, which I am one of, that they are no longer carrying the local CW affiliate in any market.
Oh, neither is YouTube TV. Same thing.
Really?
Yeah, I guess the CW is making some kind of play on its own to have their own service or something.
So to me, that's not helpful at all. And especially with the fact that it is available over antenna in most major markets, including Atlanta.
Yeah. So
I think I might actually be dumping Hulu Live in the near future and switching over to my Tableau, which is free. And then I can just record all my shows.
I mean, you can admit it. You really like those teen dramas on the CW, man. Like, I get it, man. Like, they really suck you in. Like, I gotta tell you,
actually, the show that's hooked me right now is Superman and Lois. It's
okay.
It's actually a really cool reimagining.
Is it?
Or fast forward, yeah.
I like Superman. That Lois is in the title. Like, that's like, she needs to be in the title. She should have been in the title. She gets top billing, too.
Yeah, exactly. She gets top billing. So,
Lois gets overlooked in all the Superman stuff up until recently. So, it's about time.
So the premise, by the way, is they're married. I think we're now 3 seasons in, maybe 4 seasons in. They're married. Okay. Clark Kent, Superman, and Lois, and they have twin boys.
Oh no! Okay, I might need to watch that. Okay,
yeah, it's actually really well done. I like it.
That's interesting. I love it.
Next up in the streaming kind of block here, and this is fascinating to me too, and yet another reason why I might dump Hulu Live. Max will launch a 24/7 CNN stream for all subscribers next month.
Yeah, dude, I kind of love that. Like, I got Max. I love CNN. I'm all in. Let's watch some CNN. You know, like, let's leave it up. Let's watch the crazy presidential stuff going on. It's gonna be great.
I might want to cancel it for that season come back after the elections are done.
I don't know, man. It's going to be a wild ride. That's all I'm saying. If you're looking for entertainment, like, politics is entertainment these days. That's all it is. There's nothing really valuable in it. It's all entertainment at this point.
Yeah.
So, nobody has any idea. Ideas? What? No. That's not a thing. Governing? I don't even know.
We're living in a big, giant reality show is what's happening right now.
Yeah. That's
which
it.
Is sad.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of threads on the web, widely rolled out. So now more people can get threads on the web that don't want it. That's all I got.
They can not use it on the web, just like not using it on the phone.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Have you checked this out yet?
Thread? No, I have not checked out Threads. I haven't checked out Threads in the world. I haven't been on Threads in weeks. Weeks. It's not interesting.
When I saw the story, I went to check it out and I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's there.
It's Threads on the web.
It exists.
Go ahead and close that tab now. It wasn't long that that tab stayed open for me.
Yeah, I got an interesting thought on this next article, but go ahead.
Yeah. X wants permission to start collecting your biometric data and employment history.
So I read that and I realized that I had this epiphany. X is run by Elon Musk. Do I trust Elon Musk? I do not. X is undoubtedly collecting data from my phone right now. I deleted X off my phone. That's what I did. Like, I saw that article and I was like, X is done. Not only am I not on it, I'm deleting it off my phone. I'm out. I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, I dropped it. Dropped it like it was hot back in November when he took on.
I mean, I stopped using it, but I kept the app on there just because, maybe just in case. That no, I don't want that guy to have access to my stuff.
I've made this comment before too. Is every time we say the name X for Twitter, the song that rolls in my head is X by Xzibit. Do you know that song? It's a rap song.
I do not, no.
Oh, you got to listen to that song.
Okay, send me a link later. I'll check it out.
It's a good song.
Okay.
I'm not going to rap it right now.
I was really kind of hoping you'd fall into it accidentally, and then I was going to make a meme out of it, and then I was going to just like blow you up all over X. That's what I was going to do, but not really.
That means you'd have to log back into X.
I do it on the browser in private mode so they can't find me. That's what I do.
On a separate air-gapped machine on a VPN.
running through a trail of five VPNs so they can't trace my exact location. With the
microphone and camera smashed.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right.
Smash microphone.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I'm just going to take the display off my entire laptop. Really, and then I'll just,
you can get one of those MacBooks with a smash display. Yeah,
I'm basically going to cut the display off entirely with a sword. That's what I'm going to do. It's going to be great.
You're going to Highlander the laptop.
There can be only one. All right. So the domain for today is Highlander laptop. Laptop.com. It's half a laptop screen.
Highlander laptop. There could be, we should make that site. There can be only one.
There can be only one. It's the Highlander laptop. Speaking of
how has nobody made that company yet? Like, that is crazy. That would be such great marketing.
Speaking of there being only one, there aren't in this case, and it's getting awkward. OpenAI launches business version of ChatGPT that competes directly with Microsoft's internet business version that runs on ChatGPT. So, like, how, when they were licensing ChatGPT, like, how did they not button that up? Like, I feel like that's a big, like, that seems like a swing and a miss right there.
That's kind of a miss on Microsoft's lawyer's side there, isn't
it? That seems like a major, major, major mistake, really. So, okay. So there you go. They're going to, why wouldn't you just go directly to ChatGPT at that point? I would, but I'm not.
Microsoft's going to sell it for less and then
maybe
take a hit on it and make it a loss leader. So I don't know.
Seems unlikely.
I don't understand business sometimes. Business. Also computers. I don't understand. This is another thing I don't understand. A VC firm has built an AI-powered pitch deck generator for startup founders and is giving it away for free. So basically I'm saying, like, hey, yes, please do flood us with pitch decks that are fake and we have to then read.
I was trying to figure this out because, like, the article was talking about the VC and they were tired of getting bad pitch decks and they wanted more good ones. And I'm like, but these will look good, but be filled with garbage. Like, I don't see it. I don't see a benefit here. This doesn't make any sense. Like,
they just don't want their eyes to be heard. They want pretty, but they don't care about content.
It seems like a total waste. They're
switching their eye hurt to their brain hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, speaking of hurt, more on the AI side, right? So Google's AI powered note-taking app is the messy beginning of something great. So this is kind of similar. There's a note-taking app now in Notion and several other platforms. Yep. Basically, like, it's a note-taking app that indexes all of your other stuff on your drive or whatever else and can kind of use that for context and can kind of take notes for you and kind of supplement your notes and that kind of stuff. And it's interesting. And I think it's probably good starting points as many things in AI are, but that's probably where it draws the line. So it's going to be integrated into Google.
Do you really trust Google with indexing all your own content and then accidentally having that available in the search engine for everybody else?
It makes me nervous. It does. But then, I mean, are they not indexing it now in Google Drive? Like, I mean, maybe they, I don't know. I mean, I mean,
they probably are.
Yeah. I mean, it's already there. It's already on their servers. So I mean,
maybe you shouldn't do that either.
I don't know. It makes me, it's weird. Speaking of things you shouldn't do.
Yeah. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy tells employees it's past time to commit to the company's RTO, return to office mandate, and their jobs are at stake. So, hey, let's just threaten the entire company.
I mean, so this is interesting because, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, we were talking about like the, you know, the great resignation, people are finding better jobs. And basically like employees could force employers to allow work from home as much as they wanted because the job market was on the job seeker side. Now it's the other way around where jobs are scarce, people are being laid off, especially in the tech sector. And, you know, I think he said he talked to most CEOs of large companies and most CEOs are requiring a return to office policy. And what occurs to me is how it feels to me like this is like all the old CEOs being all old school and being all grumpy and like, we want to do things our way. We're going to make you come in 3 days a week. Like, it just seems dumb to me and backward.
Yeah.
It really does. So, I mean, whatever. He's the CEO of one of the most powerful companies in the world. What do I know? I don't know anything, obviously, but it seems like a terrible idea to me. So
yeah, I mean, yeah. I think the next article is actually a pretty good answer to this whole thing.
Yeah, I kind of liked this actually. Yeah, so I'll read it. We can talk about it in juxtaposition. So Smuckers has, and that Smuckers is in like the jelly, right? Smuckers has found a return to office.
Like, why are you talking about jelly on Tech Talk, y'all?
Yeah, because exactly. It's found a return to office solution that workers seem to like in person for only 22 weeks a year. Now I will say the title's a little confusing because when I read the title, it's like 22 weeks a year. So they have to go in person for like 22 weeks straight and then not the rest of the year. And that's not actually, I don't think what they're saying. They're basically saying they want people in the office 25% of the time. Like that's the mandate is 25% of the time, which I think does it work out to like 2 days a week or something like that on average.
Well, so they're going to have core weeks.
Yeah.
They want people there for core weeks.
Right.
And
which is fine.
So they want like everybody there at the same time. So you can live wherever you want. You just got to make it back to the head office there for these core weeks. So that everybody can be together and working together. And so for like their deep focus meetings, the executives are holding off on those until those core weeks so that everybody can be together
exactly.
to discuss and brainstorm and all of those kinds of things. I don't know how you need to discuss and brainstorm jelly and peanut butter, but you know, it is a
who
thing.
Knows? Market share, you know, stuff. I mean, and also
Squeezy bottle are we going to make?
And how squeezy should it be? Exactly. Yeah. Right.
This feels too squeezy.
This feels too squeezy. But also this is mainly for their corporate office. So this does not apply to a lot of workers. So I think they've got 6,000 workers. This only actually applies to 1,300, I believe. And so, but this is a smart, thoughtful way to look at it. Like they're not requiring 3 days a week. They're saying, look, there are core moments where we need to be in the same space. And here's how that's going to work out. We've estimated how many there need to be per year. And then the rest of the time you can go do whatever you want. Go work from the beach.
They made the point that it doesn't apply to people that there's some people like they have food scientists, of course, that need specialized equipment. So you got to be in the lab. Like you can't call that in.
Right.
So, I mean, there's some jobs like that. Interesting side note, by the way. So Smuckers makes Jif peanut butter.
Yep.
And not too long ago, I was back in my old hometown of Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
And I did not know that there is a gigantic Jif peanut butter factory just outside of downtown. The entire area. Now, this is not good if you have a peanut allergy, but the entire area smells like peanut butter the time.
That sounds great to visit and terrible to be there for a long period of time. Like that's
That is just like Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I've been there twice now. You get out of the car and the smell of chocolate is everywhere. Now you put those two cities together And yeah, you have Reese's Game peanut over. Butter kind of.
Yeah, man. I'll be just town. Doing nothing but snacking all the time.
Time for the Weird and Wacky segment.
Abominable Snowman.
He's not an axe murderer.
One of the TAs turned out to be a bot.
Next up, we got Pokemon game that's all about sleep hits 10 million downloads. I think I need to get this game for some people.
So this do you want to explain how this game works, or do you want to dive into it?
You go.
It's interesting. So basically, you turn the game on, and it says you set the phone sort of by your head, and based on noise and movement and sensors, it tracks the quality of your sleep. And the longer and better quality of your sleep, the more Pokemon you capture while you're sleeping. So it's a game that encourages. Rather than you going out into some random parking deck like Pokemon Go and not sleeping, it encourages you to sleep. So I find this fascinating. I don't really like the part where like you lay the phone next to your head. Like it feels to me, I don't like the idea of that next to my head, all like the cell signals. And yeah. I'm a little overly paranoid for that. So maybe it's a little much for me.
That's not ideal. Maybe there's some way that they can have a product they should sell, a little Pokemon microphone, Bluetooth, that then it's attached to the
connected
thing.
To a smartwatch. Like that. I mean, that's how I track my sleep. I wear my Apple Watch when I sleep. It tracks my sleep and it becomes my alarm. So I don't wake up my wife as well. So, cause it just vibrates gently. And then I hit snooze a million times. Cause you know, that's what I do. And you're not supposed to, and I don't care. Cause I'm going to snooze if I want to snooze. Dang it. So I mean, I feel like that's a better solution, but I like the concept a lot. You know,
here's the one thing I'm worried about with this. We've had these stories about police officers and first responders not responding to calls because they're chasing down Pokemon on Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Are they sleeping?
Are they going to be sleeping in their vehicles so they can catch Pokemon now and not go?
That'd be bad news right there. We don't want that. I'm not for it.
That would be bad. Let's not promote that. Just sleep in your bed like a normal person.
All right. Next up in Weird and Wacky. Actually, last one. Short Weird and Wacky this year. This year. This time. this episode. This year.
We're just done. The one we'll for the see whole year. You next
We're
out. Year.
We'll see y'all later. Columbus Dispatch pauses AI sports writing tool following viral story. And so essentially, like they use AI to write stories. The stories are supposed to be then sort of verified by humans and then published. And this one was just kind of, you know, particularly bad. There were phrases in it like, quote, a close encounter of the athletic kind, which is something that, I mean, no self-respecting writer would ever write. It's just kind of bad all around. So they're pausing the use of AI because they obviously can't handle the power that it bestows upon them.
I love the ones where it didn't know the team mascots and then it just said winning team mascot and losing team mascot.
That's right. Yeah. Winning team mascot. That's a good way to describe it. It kind of reminds me of a Brian Regan sketch where he's trying to cheer and he's like, go my favorite sports team, score a goal, point, unit, you know, like he doesn't know any of the terminology. He's just trying to make it up. Kind of like that's how AI sort of sounds
I'm a big fan of winning team mascot. I cheer for them all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I love winning team mascot personally. Like I have a t-shirt that just says winning team mascot on it. Like that's. And yet another t-shirt idea. So we're abundant with them.
Tech wreck, time to get your tech wreck.
Tech wreck.
Chicky. Tech wreck.
All right, Sanjay, it is tech wreck time. What do you have for us this week?
So we are in the process of moving back into our remodeled home. So listeners, you're going to get a lot of smart home tech wrecks for me in the upcoming weeks. And this one today is going to get enhanced by my tech rec next week. But this week's is the Ecobee Smart Thermostat Premium. There's a difference in the level. So I know I, a long, long time ago, I don't know when, recommended the Nest thermostat. We finally switched over. Nest was then later bought by Google, which, you know, I'm not a huge fan of that whole mess. So we went with Ecobee, and not just for that reason, but it seemed like it did a lot of functions and features that you don't get in Nest. And I was right. Oh my God, this thing, it measures humidity, volatile organic compounds, air quality, CO2, like a ton of stuff that this thing
It's got measures. A Siri or Alexa built into it.
Yep, which I've turned off all the microphones already, so thank you very much. But this one comes with a very small remote occupancy and temperature sensor.
Yeah, that
if your thermostat is not in the right place for where you want to keep the temperature right, you can put this little thing over there and it kind of then knows the temperature everywhere.
It befuddles me that they haven't been doing this for a decade. Like it makes no sense they haven't done this for a whole decade. Okay.
Hey, let's put the thermostat in this hallway where you're never going to be, and we'll keep the temperature perfect there and bake you or freeze you everywhere else in the house. Yes, that sounds like a great plan.
Right.
So I'm, you know, I've only been using this thing for a couple of days. I will tell you this. I had a question because we've had some humidity issues in the house and because we've had humidity issues outside of the house.
Right.
I had some questions and I hit their support line and they were like, oh, you can WhatsApp us. I was like, oh, okay, let me try that out. So I connected with them on WhatsApp and sent them a message. And in almost no time, they responded with like huge sections of like, try this and then try that and try this. And if this doesn't work, message us back and then we'll talk to you and we'll figure out what to do next. And I was super impressed with their customer support. I didn't have to send an email into a black hole. I didn't have to call and wait on the line, which I did for something else the other day. And I was on hold for literally 45 minutes before I talked to a human. And they were basically like, yeah, we're going to send a tech out. And it was like a 2-minute conversation with a 45 minute wait time.
Oh, it's the worst.
Annoying.
Man. Yeah.
So anyways, I'm super impressed with Ecobee. And like I said, my next week's tech rec is going to make the Ecobee even better.
So I saw your tech rec and my first thought was, oh man, why didn't he do Nest? And my second thought was, oh man, Nest is owned by Google and they'll probably shutter it someday. And why do I have Nest? That was my next thought. So it's like, because I got screwed with, I got the Nest alarm system, you know, back in 2020 and got totally screwed with that. I mean, I outfitted the whole house, spent a ton of money on it, and it's literally sunset and completely worthless now. So it's like,
oh, did they, I didn't realize they sunset it.
Oh yeah, it's done. It's and for some users, they got like a free, like little ADP, free, you know, replacement or something, but I don't know why I didn't get one. Cause I spent a crap ton of money on it. So like, I mean, anyway, just made me mad. So it's like,
I'm
done trusting Google. So
you actually recommended the Nest Secure on episode 135.
Yeah. Now I don't anymore.
And you recommended the new Nest on episode 22.
Yeah.
And it was great. Then. I recommended the Nest on episode 16.
See, there you go. Now I will say, what this has made me realize, my experience with the Nest in particular, and your experience now looking at Ecobee, is that I'm realizing that going with a company that specializes in the one thing, is going to all like. So I should have gone with SimpliSafe for my alarm system because that's what they are. They're a remote alarm system. That's all they are. That's
they're,
all
they're
they
do. They're not going to sunset that. Because
they're not sunset because that's the only thing they do. You're going with Ecobee and like that's their main thing. Like that's or maybe they're part of a bigger company, but still like they're like it's a big brand for them, and like that's the smarter play in these situations than.
And I will say Ecobee, I think, does have a security system play now that they've rolled out. But I wouldn't do that either, right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to diversify their revenue stream. They've got a subscription model for your HVAC filters. So I was like, okay, that's smart.
Yeah.
Because they're already on your HVAC and they
they're already tracking it. And they're already letting you know when you need to replace the filters. Speaking of which, I need to do that today, but whatever, you know.
But I do appreciate having these now thermostats that are measuring air quality on each floor of the house.
That's pretty great.
So that then I kind of know what's going on. And if something goes wrong, I kind of know where it's coming from. So I recently had this issue in somebody else's house that I was in. They had a molecule air filter, which I've recommended in the past, which is fantastic. That was continuing to detect high levels of contaminants. And it took us a long time to figure out kind of where that was coming from or that there was even an issue in the first place. So having something like the Ecobee probably would have helped. Plus, If you have the eco, if you have your HVAC set up with a fresh air unit, the Ecobee can detect that and then be like, oh, you need fresh air in the house. Let's pull that in to kind of clean out the interior air of the house. So
interesting. That's great.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. So
cool.
What about you? What do you have for us this week for the very special 300th episode?
Yeah. So I've got it's like a little online AI business logo generator that's free, at least to start with. So it's called Namelix, NameLix.com, Namelix. And you can go on there. I'll just do it right now. So you can go on there and you can generate some business names. So I'm gonna say Tech News Podcast is gonna be. So let's generate some business names. I'm gonna hit generate. Okay. And then you know you can select a name style. So do you want like an alternate spelling like Lyft or Fiverr? Do you want compound words like FedEx, or do you want two words like Facebook and Bitcoin, or branded names like Google and Rolex? I'm just going to do auto, so give me all styles. And then I can go next, and it says, you know, well, what? How much randomness do you want in these generated names? I'm like, I don't want too many random ideas, but not too few. So I'm going to do a balanced approach for some more creative results. And then you can give like a business description. So I'm going to call it like the Tech comedy podcast. Okay, so I'm gonna leave that. And you can check the check domains. And this is important because then you can, based on what they generate, you can see if the .com is available or not for those different name ideas, which is kind of really nice and very helpful. So then it generates a bunch of ideas for you. And not only that, but it also like creates like these logos for you. And then you can buy the logo if you want to. So like one, a couple that it came up with just now was My Tech Cast, the Techno Booth, Technio. We could have been Technio. That would have been cool. Digitoast. Ooh, I kind of like Digitoast. That's kind of fun. Digitoast. Yeah. Hey, the Digitoast Podcast, you know, whatever. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. And then you get, like I said, you can see if the .com's available or not. And it's just kind of a cool way to find interesting business names that are just kind of fun and interesting. So, yeah.
I'm not sure if I like this or not, because I feel like this is going to put you and me out of business with all the great names we come up with.
Listen, ain't nobody going to come up with some of the random crap that we do. Like we're way too deranged for any AI to be able to match us. All right. Like you have to take AI and add a level, like three levels of derangement. And like a little bit of what's aloofness, derangement and aloofness combined, and then you get where we're at. So
that's the tagline. Tech Talk, y'all, more deranged than AI.
More deranged and aloof, I think, than AI. Really,
more deranged and aloof than AI.
That's the new tagline. So
that is the new tagline.
Yeah. So anyway, but that's it. All right, Sanjay. I guess wrapping up episode 300. How can listeners find? Actually, pause. If you're listening to episode 300 and you haven't already, give us a rating, give us a review, please. Like, do us a favor, just share this on social media and be like, hey, I listened to this today and it wasn't terrible in a link. That's all I'm asking. Like, I don't even need a promotion.
And it might have been more deranged than an AI.
Yeah, like, I don't even need to say it's good. I just share it and say, this isn't terrible and here's the link. That would be all I'm asking for. So do that. And and then after they're done with that, Sanjay, how can our listeners find and connect with you?
They can find me at my site, sanjayparekh.com. What about you, Adam?
They can find me on my website, adamjwalker.com. And I want to end with this one suggestion for our name for our tech podcast. It's called Bleep Bloop. So I feel like that's a great name for Bleep Bloop. Hey, welcome to Bleep Bloop episode.
This is Bleep Bloop signing off. Which one of us is Bleep and which one's Bloop?
I want to be Bloop. I call Bloop.
Okay, I'll be Bleep. I feel like we're like click and clack on Car Talk. We're Bleep and Bloop. We're not brothers. But we talk like we might be. I don't know.